Now the bear here, you'll notice in verse 5, "And behold, another beast, the second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, had three ribs in the mouth between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh." Now the bear represents Media Persian. It corresponds to the arms of silver. The bear went up on one side, then on the other. You see, it was the Median arm of silver that came out first and punched Babylon right in the nose. Then the Persian came through with a right uppercut. And I want to tell you, that took over Egypt and the rest of the world. And so that the bear goes on one side, the Median side, then on the Persian side. And the three ribs in the mouth are the three kingdoms that constituted it: Babylon, Lydia, and Egypt. And there's no wings on the bear. Why? Because it was told to arise, devour much flesh. And like a great lumbering and rumbling bear, the great army of the Medo-Persians moved. Why, they'd even take their families with them. And it was Xerxes who led 1 million men, 300 ships against Greece. And he was defeated at Thermopylae. His fleet was destroyed by a storm. And this man, Xerxes, that had led this 1 million men, came back a defeated man, because God didn't intend the East to control the West during this particular period. Now we come to the third, the panther. Now the panther is the Greco-Macedonian Empire. That's in verse 6 here of Daniel 7. "After this, I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it." Now, the better word is leopard here, you'll notice. Or rather, I should say the leopard here is probably a panther. A panther which leaps with suddenness upon its helpless prey. And that represented the Greco-Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great. Now, the four wings, that further accentuates the ability of Alexander to move his army with a rapidity that would make Nebuchadnezzar look like he was on a slow train through Arkansas. Now, we are living in a day when there's a missile race. Why? Because the one who gets there the fastest with the mostest, he's the one that's going to win, and always does. Nathan Bedford Forrest was a great cavalry general in the Civil War for the South. And his entire secret was to move overnight. He would have a forced march overnight, and by so doing, he was able to take the enemy by surprise. Now, this is an unusual panther or leopard, whichever you want to call it, has four heads. Now, when Alexander the Great died a young man in his 30s, 33, he had been out on a drunken orgy. Isn't it interesting? Babylon went down in drunkenness, and so did Alexander. His empire went down the same way. We're going to look at that again, by the way. I think we're going down, that kind of a nation. We're living in a day when the social drink is accepted today. We don't want kids smoking marijuana, but we don't mind them taking a drink when they become adults. Today, that would be 18 years of age. Now, these four heads depict, therefore, the way that the four generals of Alexander the Great divided that world empire that he'd carved out, because each one of them knew he wasn't able to do it. Cassander, he took Macedonia and Greece, and Lysimachus, he took Asia Minor, what we know today is Asia Minor, and Seleucus took Syria. And out of that line came the little horn of the next chapter, which is Antiochus Epiphanes, that wrought such havoc in Jerusalem with the temple. And then Ptolemy, he took Egypt. And, of course, Cleopatra came from that line.